do have the one and only Erica G from the Erica G Morning Show on EDs 90s 2000 StateRadioTV.iofa.com. How you doing, Miss Erica G?
Hi, Darren. How are you, Darren?
Great. And Erica, you're in Jonesboro, right?
I am in Jonesboro.
Jonesboro, Georgia. Welcome, Erica G. And I'm telling you, you're so famous, you don't even have to have a last name. You just go by EG, right?
Yes.
All right. And I'm telling you, you have one of the sexiest laughs in the business, I'm telling you, okay?
Oh, wow.
All right. Vinny Bucci, I'm not going to say the same thing to you. You don't have one of the sexiest laughs in the business, do you?
Yeah, I would. Yes.
Vinny?
Especially, thank you.
Yes.
Doing fine, Derek. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Vinny, let me ask you a question. So we have Vinny, Nicole, Erica G, me, Derek, and that's it, right?
Yep.
I hear a beep.
Melissa Rose.
Oh, Melissa Rose. The party is just getting started. How you doing, Ms. Rose?
Good. How are you, Derek Shapiro?
Oh, great. You know, now, guys, okay? You know, Erica G is in the phone room. We have late night. Okay, first of all, let's say hello to everybody, okay? Let's go around in order, okay? Me, Derek Shapiro, hello, guys. Erica G, you say hello.
Hi.
Yes, and you're in Georgia.
I am in Jonesboro, Georgia.
And I'm in Peabody, Mass. Okay, late night, where are you?
I'm in Marietta, Georgia, out of Studio B in Rich Productions.
All right.
Okay, and Vinny Bucci, where are you?
I'm in a 2001 Suzuki heading to Duluth.
And, okay, and Nikki, where are you?
In Providence, Rhode Island, walking home.
Walking home, okay. Who else is in, and Melissa, where are you from? I mean, you know, call me from today.
If I have a restraining order against you, I really can't say.
I think everybody does. Now,
I'm Marietta.
Melissa, I think he's in Rhode Island or Boston, so I don't think you got anything to worry about. Check out a plane in time.
I am missing a couple years of candy, Vinny, so I don't know.
You're in Whole Foods?
No! Well, never mind, Derek.
I want to say Whole Foods. Now, I have a great idea, okay? Now, after I make the statement, you all might want to put a restraining order on me, okay? Why don't we all have a big orgy?
That sounds like so much fun.
Okay. Now, we have a big, big star on the show tonight. I'm sorry?
If you want a part of the orgy, I might be down.
Now, I have a big, big star on the show tonight. Who ever watched Karate Kid Part 3?
I did. Who is it not?
I'm sorry?
Who is
it
not?
I've seen it.
Okay. Do you know the bad guy that fought Macho, Ralph Macho?
You mean the bad guy instructor or the bad guy that fights Daniel?
Fights Daniel, yes.
Oh,
well, he is on a soap opera on ABC, plus he's a comedian, plus he does his own internet radio show live from L.A. with his wife on Wednesday nights on UBN Radio. His name is Sean Keenan, and he plays A.J. Quartermain, and his character is in jail on General Hospital right now. So we have him on the show, okay?
So what you're saying is for the next 6 months to a year, we're going to be seeing him in a jail cell.
Yes.
This one guy stirring a cup of coffee. You go out, you miss the show for 3 months, you come back, the guy's still stirring the same cup of fucking coffee. So being in jail in a soap opera, that's like a 25 to life sentence.
That's like
Derek. Yes, it is. Let's play the 1 minute clip late night of Sean Kanan in Karate Kid Part 3, okay, late night?
Gotcha.
Okay, then we'll come back with two songs after the clip. We'll come back, actually, and talk about this quick.
The time has come when a student must question.
I know you don't believe in fighting, but this isn't exactly fighting, you know?
Not exactly ping pong either.
When a teacher must let go.
Yagi always train you, but for tournament, cannot.
When a conspiracy is planned.
You said that if I beat this LaRusso kid in the All Valley tournament, that you give me 25% of your new dojo.
When a trap is set.
You know how to front sweep?
Not really. Do you know how to sweep?
Of course. All like this. And left the side.
Right. It's no joke.
I need your title. You don't enter? That affects my financial future, Daniel. Get it? You think you can rely on that crane crap?
Last time you weren't fighting this.
Mr. Miyagi loves you. He has faith in you.
This guy wants to break you, humiliate you, stomp you into the ground. Yes!
I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I got problems, and if you're not going to be part of the solution, don't give me a hard time about it.
No, the man must make a choice, and the kid must become a man.
You are going to defend. You're getting in that ring.
What am I doing?
First he suffers, then he suffers some more.
Ralph Macchio, Pat Morita, a John G. Avildsen film.
All right, we are back. That was a clip that you heard, guys, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and germs, on episode 90 right now on the Derek Shapiro Show.com. And that was Sean Kanan, who's our special guest later on in the show. And before we play Sean Kanan, we have a Melissa Rose song coming up. After, we're actually going to play that after we play Sean Kanan comedy coming up. But Melissa, you know, how do you feel that your song is in a countdown this month?
I'm honored.
You're honored. Is it like, are you more excited about your song being in a countdown, or do you wish I was there in person while playing the song?
I wish you were here with me now. You could
really? The big what?
The big spoon.
Yes, and Erica, if I was with you right now, what would be going through your mind right now, Erica G?
Oh, wow, you're making me laugh. You always make me laugh.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, I love your laugh, I'm telling you. I mean, okay. Now, Vinny, if I was right next to you right now, what would you be doing?
What would I be doing? Well, right now, I'm in my car. I'm actually driving to a gig right now, so that's probably what I'd be doing.
Driving?
What I'm going to be doing.
Now, I have a question for you. What happens if you see a beautiful lady in a car next to you? Do you start jerking off if you're by yourself in the car?
Oh, my God. Really, Terry?
I wasn't expecting that question, but it's a valid one. No, not in my car, because the last thing I would need is a cop being behind me or something. I know my luck with police lately. Don't be one behind me if I did that. Basically, I look, make a mental picture, and
jack off later.
She doesn't know.
Yes.
Me, but I'm fucking her.
Now, Nicole, what happens if you're walking? Are you still walking, Nicole?
No, I'm actually home. I think it's
okay, but what happens?
I'm quiet.
What happens if you're like, you're walking, you gotta pee? Would you pee in your pants, or would you stop someplace and knock on a stranger's door?
I would walk home, and I would
pee. But see, you have to go really bad, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I've even played two songs. We're gonna play Billy Gilman and top 18 top country artists for the Choice 5 song, and we're gonna play a new song by Tennille Love, Perfect Strangers. But after you play two songs, I'm going to tell you a story about how I backed into a motorcycle last week, okay?
The proceeds of this song, it is my mission, put a 500,000 shoes on kids.
Yeah, I'm playing it now.
Will you help me?
Okay.
to make before our time on earth is up. If we want to be a part of something bigger than us,
are we gonna stand still and watch our brother cry and not join in the fight?
Keep turning the other eye. In the bigger picture, we're all just a speck of sand.
We can join together and line up hand in hand.
Never leave out any woman, man, or child.
Even if it takes a while,
let's go the extra mile.
We all are one, a spirit lies within. Together we can open doors and lead us where we've never been.
The day will come when we all hear a voice,
a time and place where someone else is counting on us to make the choice.
We can move a mountain stone by stone.
Don't let a single dream go to waste.
Put a smile on a stranger's face.
Leave the world a better place.
We all are one. A spirit lies within. Together we can open doors.
They came here today. And they got some nice tennis shoes on their feet, so they're real happy about that. They don't have to be embarrassed wearing their sister and their mom's shoes anymore.
A time and place where someone else is counting on us to make.
Est-ce qu'on peut dire merci? Say thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
This is awesome. I'm me, Derek Shapiro, the host of the show. I'm in Peabody, Massachusetts on Channel 2. Late Night, you're in Atlanta on Channel 1, right, Late Night?
Exactly.
Yeah, the producer of the show. And, you know, without you, you know, I couldn't get the show going, you know. And, of course, without my co-hosts, I could not have a much better show, you know. Erica G is in Jonesboro. What's happening, Erica G?
Hello there, Derek. How are you?
Great. You know, it's great to have a Derek and Erica. You know, Derek and Erica. You know, I might just change my name to Derica.
No, we're going to stick with Derek, Derek.
I'm sorry?
We're going to stick with Derek.
Okay. All right. No, but Derek Shapiro is here. And Vinny Bucci, of course, you're going to Duluth, huh?
Yes.
Does a lot of people in Duluth say, I'm in Duluth, I have a loose tooth?
No, but I will definitely try to make that a slogan. I don't really think it's
please.
A slogan for Duluth, though, because everybody here still has their teeth. So, I would say
true.
I'd say that for more like a Covington type area, I would say.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If everybody knows to Covington, Georgia. But
I was in Covington training for, I got a second job, and I was training for a store in Covington, and
yes.
This guy that I was talking to, like, the whole front of his teeth were gone. Like,
really?
He had the fangs, and then the whole front was just gone. Like, oh, my God. It was like a big-ass field goal or something. Like,
wait a second.
I made the field goal a little too long.
Where did you see him?
This is like last month.
Could you recruit him for no lips, no teeth?
Oh,
no, I didn't know him too well. And it was in Covington, so I'm probably never going to see that guy again.
All right. So, Melissa Rose, what are you doing tonight in Marietta?
I'm actually updating my website, and I'm going to do a video this weekend. So I'm doing a lot of behind-the-scenes and planning stuff.
Do you have a show this weekend?
No, I am doing a video this weekend.
A video? Oh, what song?
I actually have a remix to Busted with a guy named King Major, and we're going to do it at Piedmont Park. I actually have a few
remixes
to Busted, yeah.
Now, I have a question to you. Do you ever go up to, like, a freaky boy that you think is a freak and just saying, hey, I have a song called Freaky Boy?
Yeah, and then I sit on his face.
Oh, that's good, yes. And Nicole?
Yes?
Yes. So let me ask a question. Do you ever go up to somebody and say, I'm Nicole, do you want some coal?
Nope.
No. I want it either, you know?
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry?
You're
back.
That one.
Yes, I would go up to somebody and say that now. But, you know, I would go up to somebody and say, I'm Derek, and I'm so generic.
I don't know if you want to tell somebody that you're
Derek,
generic.
Derek, Serenity Inn.
I'm sorry?
Serenity just called in. She's waiting for you to come to me, sir.
To come to Rhode Island?
No, somebody's waiting for you to conference them in.
Oh, she has to call in with her phone, and like everybody else did. Nicole, you know how to do it. Guide her. But while you're guiding her, let's play Sean Keenan doing some comedy, because he's a stand-up comic too, just like you, Vinny. And I did a stand-up comedy this week too in Cambridge. So late night, let's play the Sean Keenan comedy, okay?
Okay.
Come back.
You got the number?
Late night?
He's very funny. You guys have seen him old and beautiful. He's been on General Hospital. He has a new show coming out called Counter Cafe. Give it up for my friend Sean Keenan.
Yeah, I'm playing.
Do we have any guys that watch soap operas? You know, one guy who admits it. I mean, I didn't ask if you watch bootleg midget kitty porn. I asked if you watch soap opera. It's always something. Are you gay?
No.
Now, to have any longevity in the world of daytime, you have to cultivate the soap eyebrow.
Soap opera eyebrow, get your ass and any problem in any scene in daytime. I don't care what happens. You're doing a scene, and they come up to you and they say, well, you just received the lab results, Ethan. And apparently your chromosomal survey indicates that you are, in fact, 27% female.
Oh, Tegan, that was the most passionate love that I've ever had. I've never had sex like that before in my life, which makes it all the harder to tell you that I'm your sister.
I'm like always about 15 pounds away from being a character actor. One fillet of fish fry is too many, and I'm starring in Ryan O'Neill, the later years of Lifetime. So I'm talking to my buddy, Tommy, and I said to him, I said, listen, you know, maybe I can think about, you know, doing steroids. And he says, what are you, fucking nuts? He says, if you do steroids, your balls are going to shrink. And I'm thinking, from the right angle, in the right light, my cock would look huge.
Nah, I got a DUI. I did. And you know, as if that wasn't bad enough, probably well, the worst thing about it was I got arrested by a cop on a bicycle. Who the fuck did you have to pace off to get assigned to a Huffy? I mean, come on, it's embarrassing. You better ride to jail on the handlebars. So there I am, I'm down in county, and I'm talking to the guys in the yard, and the conversation turns to how did you get picked up? And this big tough guy, the Aryan brother, he's like, yeah, high-speed chase, a SWAT team. I'm like, shit, 10 speed and a kickstand.
I actually did a game show when I was doing, General Hospital, I did Family Feud. It was the hunks of daytime versus the Playmate centerfolds. Folks, you ain't seen a battle of wits like this since Beavis played Butthead in Jeopardy. I'll take things that suck for $100. Yeah. I think the Playmates had a little trouble with some of the questions. One of the questions was, things you might find on a bedside table. A $100 bill?
How you doing? Did you find so far? You
my daughter's having trouble reading right now, and so I figured I was going to try a little parenting, and I said, honey, I said, I want you to repeat after me. Do you want me to supersize that? She said, Daddy, what does that mean? And I said, well, little girls that don't read, they work at McDonald's. She said, oh, I can work at McDonald's. That's the coolest thing I ever heard of.
This guy over here is going to be going, you know, I don't want to show up with you. I know I recognize him. Sorry. I was in Karate Kid 3, Ralph Macchio kicked my ass.
30 seconds.
Mike Barnes, bad boy of karate. As we're here from the side play. Hilary Swank did Karate Kid 4. She went on to win two Oscars. Every 8-year-old in the country thinks
all right, and that was Sean Kanan Comedy, episode 90, of course, here on DerekShapiroShow.com. It is 8:31 in the evening, of course, on this fine, started the evening, October 17th, of course. And we're in the year of 2013, guys. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's almost
yes. Gone, Derek. So,
I'm sorry?
No, Derek. The year's almost gone. It just swept away.
I'm telling you, you know. I mean, with this much fun, I'm telling you, that's why it's going by fast, right?
Yep.
So guys, so we have a new caller over here. We have Serenity Rose, Cordemont, and we have Melissa Rose. So are you two related?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Are you jealous?
I knew it.
Vinny
Bucci.
So, Vinny Bucci's been a ghost. This is awesome. We just got butcherized by Vinny Bucci.
What happened was I had a call failure. The thing dropped out, and then I got a call back. So
I think something else happened. I think you met a nice, beautiful lady, and you asked her out, and you got turned down.
Well, Derek,
close.
I'm sorry?
You were right except about the last part.
I'm sorry?
You were right except about the last part.
Oh, okay.
Let's bump this this whole, let's bump this whole conversation up. Let's make a heat. Let's make this song fire. Let's do something spicy. Now, let me tell you something. I don't mean to intervene, but it's on my mind. And normally on my morning show, I say what I mean and mean what I say. So, Derek, I want to, since you're interviewing us, let me push it back on you. Since our last film that we did together and the scene that I played with you in that film, I've seen of us kissing and how hot that was. What's your sex life looking like right about now?
That's the most excitement he gotten all year.
I have one answer for you, okay, guys? Okay, I'm honest. Come on now.
You said Void 808 and yeah. And that's what else?
Melissa Rose first, Busted.
Okay. And then Void 808.
Rose?
Yep.
And then Void 808, come on down and I'm gonna come back.
Oh. I'm sorry. Oh my God. You said, oh wow.
It's just another Friday. I noticed that it's getting late.
What?
But you're not home. I'm wondering what is going on tonight. So I call your cell phone. And after two rings, I hear a voice, a female voice. She says, hello. That's all I needed to hear. So now there's broken glass all on the floor. From all your ugly pictures I broke. I'm the one of your things right out the door. I don't love you anymore, cause you're busted. And I'm so over you. La-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, I mean, the mic is not
fun.
I was talking about
that. La-da-da-da-da-da. I'm on the phone with your mistress.
Slut.
She said that y'all, and that you have been her guy for 3 whole years.
Oh, gee.
I told her to put you on the phone. You sounded stupid as always.
Bah, 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 bah.
Trying to make me believe that you feel bad and I'm all you had. You're lame and sad. I have a gift waiting here for you. There's broken glass all on the floor.
Yes.
From all your ugly pictures I broke. Before you go, clean up this glass that's on the floor. From all your ugly pictures I broke, I'm throwing your things right out the door. I don't love you anymore, cause you're busted, and I'm so over you.
clean up this glass that's on the floor. From all your ugly pictures I broke, you can leave my heart back at the door. I don't love you anymore, cause you're busted. And I'm so over you busted. And I'm so over you busted. And I'm so over you. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. You have a small penis. Everyone has seen it.
Yes, and we have Serenity Rose, who is not relation, or there could be relation, of course, now. Melissa Rose and Serenity Rose. Look at that. Both roses. Now, which one's the red rose and which one's the yellow rose?
I'm a black rose.
Brother, how you doing?
See you, man.
You too.
How you been?
Good night, man.
Good. So Melissa's a black rose. Serenity, what color rose are you?
You catch up. All right, absolutely.
I don't
Serenity?
Know. Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna play some Facebook shout-outs. Late night, do you have a Facebook shout-outs?
Gotcha.
Late night?
Yeah. I got you.
Play a Facebook shout-outs, and we'll come back after the Facebook shout-outs.
Okay.
Facebook shout-out time from Peabody, Massachusetts, of course. Here at the Peabody Library for the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 90. Let's say good evening to, of course, Richard Greenblatt, Rosina Hunt, Savannah Pfaff, Talia Dorsey, Tom C. Herb, Touch Lounge, Cranston, Yvonne, Renee Johnson. Good evening to like North Records, Mason Santos, Matt Petrelli, Melissa Mutu, Maisha, Maria Ocasio, Michelle Mimi Cap, Michelle Smith, Mikey Prada, Proud City, Providence Foot Club Boardroom, Jennifer Cardenas, Jennifer Wilkes, Jenny Santa McCarthy, John Watts, June Brown, Black Savage, Kiki, Good Shit, Rose, Crook Rock, Lisa Marie Ivarone, Roy Majak Piro, Lisa Cunningham, as well as Danielle Lombardi, DJ King Echo, More Radio, Don Pollard, Douglas Silvestri, Dylan Michael, Erlene Hinkley, Jay Grind, Jeff DeJoin Cross, Jeff Loder Beck, Alapone Lamaru, Asha Isaacs, Lisa Marie, Ivarone, Savannah Pfaff, Alicia Carter, Andrew Hajan, Master Bobber, Angela Hill, Angelica Moten, Carl Burr, Charles A. Jr., Bob Gartner, as well as good evening to Coco Rose, Sisha Perry, Tina Mason, Rhyme Culture Rhode Island, Melissa Ironman, Netta Gay, Aaron Norton, Nathie Oliveira, Angela Martin, and Angie Ryan. That's all the Facebook shout-outs.
Okay, we're back live, episode, of course, 90, of course, DerekShapiroShow.com. That was Facebook shout-outs. Of course, we do have Melissa Rose from Marietta, and we have Nikki from Providence, Serenity Rose from Providence. We have Erica G. from Jonesboro, Georgia, Vinny Bucci from Duluth, and we have, of course, Late Night in Marietta, Georgia, and me, Derek Shapiro. I'm in Peabody, Mass. Boy, I'm telling you, if this much fun we have, who wants to go to Disney World now, right? I mean, Disney World should be obsolete, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, who likes to play hard, guys?
Well, it depends, Derek, on what do you mean, who likes to play hard. Hard in what? And what is hard?
Well, you know, play hard in sports, play hard in sex.
Oh, my God. Derek,
Well, no, I'm only saying that because we have to lead our way to our next song, okay? The number two song for the month is David Guetta featuring Neo and Akon with Play Hard. Then we'll play a new song by Mel B, who was in the Spice Girls, For Once in My Life. Here's those two songs. Play it now, Late Night.
Gotcha.
Rub the floor and just mop it. Show these gangsters how you pop lock it. Don't care what you got in your pocket. I beat the way that you rockin' with that thang thang. Girl, stop it. Wanna just bang bang and pop it while the club crowd are just watching. Work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law.
Now work it out.
It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
Said our hustler's work is never through. We making it cause we make it move. The only thing we know how to do. Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
Ooh.
looking plush. Ladies can't get enough. Got my fitness on looking buff. And all my people with my trust. Holding down for my city. If they're asking you, I'm not guilty. Only thing that I'm guilty of is making you rock with me. Work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law.
Now work it out.
It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
The only thing we know how to do. Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work.
Yes, we're live at the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 90. Derek.
So, Derek, now that we're back on live on your show, can you hear me, Derek?
Derek, do you play Candy Crush?
There's another.
I got bounced up by mistake.
Oh boy.
Yes, are we live again now?
Yeah, we're live.
We've been live.
See now it's just coming in mono. Hey, another question. Why can't we just put it in the middle?
You guys were down to see it.
What was the question you had for me? Serenity?
Yes.
You had a question for me on break. We're back live. I'll answer this question now because we're live on the air.
Have you ever been breastfed?
Okay, the answer is, okay, have I ever get breastfed? Can one of you ladies lend me your breast so I can get breastfed now?
I'm still cold.
Who's that? Was that Miss Energy?
You're pretty creepy. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, I know.
I seriously, right, like, so after this, I'm going to have to go, like, bathe and bleach. I feel dirty. Like, I've done something wrong.
Well, I always bathe and bleach.
I feel a little dirty right now. I don't know.
I always feel dirty after I talk to myself.
You said you feel dirty, Serenity?
Serenity,
my crew over here in Jonesboro, Georgia, said you don't supposed to feel dirty. You're supposed to feel nasty.
No, Melissa said she felt I'm dirty. But it wasn't Serenity, it was Melissa that said that.
Oh, that's Melissa?
All right. So now we're going to do, play the star of the show, the feature celebrity of the show, okay? Sean Keenan from ABC General Hospital will show a clip, you're going to hear a clip of him on General Hospital from ABC. His character's in jail right now for murdering somebody, his character, AJ Quartermaine. And then we'll go right into the interview, then we'll come back, okay, late night?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, just a 10-minute segment, and we'll come back after that to say goodbye to everybody.
Okay,
AJ, you're not thinking clearly. The alcohol's making you do this.
Really? Why, because I couldn't possibly be this strong? Huh? I couldn't possibly take some action? What do you think I was just going to let you ruin me? See, everyone always thinks they can just walk all over me, you know? Just get away with it, and I'm not going to fight back. Especially you.
I don't think
that. Yeah, you do. You do, huh? You know, what do you think? You get a pretty story like that? I'm just Just gonna slink away like I always do, huh? Well, no more! No more, not this time. Nah, this is the last time anyone messes with me.
Look, AJ, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. I regret that the story had such a negative impact on your life.
Negative impact.
I swear on my life I never meant to hurt you. And I'm gonna do whatever I can to make amends. So let's just figure out a way to make Julian.
Right. All right, here on the Talking with Derek DSS TV station, Derek Shapiro Show, we have Sean Kennan. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Yes, well, thank you. I mean, of course, you're no stranger to internet radio and television, of course. You're on the UBN. Yes. So, and of course, you're doing multiple hats, you know. You're an actor in General Hospital. You do your own internet radio, and you have a new book out, too, huh?
I do have a book called The Modern Gentleman, Cooking and Entertaining with Sean Kennan. And I produce as well, and, I like to have my hands in a lot of different pies. I guess there's different aspects of the entertainment business that I guess most people different things inside of me. And so, you know, for me to do just one thing and be limited to that, I think it would become a little bit boring at some point. So that's why I guess I do so many different things.
Exactly. I like that. You can't keep your eggs in one basket these days, you know?
Exactly.
So,
well, you know, it's interesting you say, you know, the entertainment business, I think, has become, it's always been a difficult business. And I think anyone who reaches success as an entertainer and is able to make their livelihood solely as an entertainer has kind of won a lottery. But, you know, it's become so hard and so competitive that I think a lot of us have had to wear different hats and become multi-hyphenates to sort of ensure that success.
Well, you know, you're the third person from General Hospital I had on my show. I'm actually the second cast member, though. I interviewed Roseanne back in the day, and Roseanne was a guest on at General Hospital. And, of course, your pal Laura Wright and her husband John has been on my show before. And they wear multiple hats, too, of course, you know.
They're
I'm sorry? Yes, and so I'm glad that you are doing stuff with your wife too, Michelle.
Absolutely. Michelle and I host Kanan's Rolls on UBN Radio every Wednesday night at 8 Pacific time.
That's cool. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you like better, doing the radio or doing the acting on General Hospital? Or do you like both in the same?
I enjoy radio. It's a much, much, much less structured process.
Yep.
I also do stand-up comedy. I really enjoy doing that. But the thing about radio that I get that I don't get with General Hospital is, you know, they're my words. I'm speaking my words and able to give, you know, my opinions about things as opposed to playing a character and you know, having to adhere to a script, which was obviously written by somebody else. But, you know, like I said, each one of them has something different that I like specifically. And that's why I throw them.
Now, do you get nervous interviewing your fellow actors on your show, you know? Like, I knew you're going to have Steve Burton on your show, you know? And you interviewed one of your cast members from General Hospital, Finola Hughes. Do you get nervous interviewing them?
No, I don't get nervous interviewing them. I think sometimes, I keep the show very loosely structured, and I have Michelle by my side, and I don't really get nervous. I mean, there are sometimes I've interviewed some people, and you know there have been some interviews that are easier to do than others, and some that you know go a little more smoothly, and the conversation flows a little more easily.
Yep.
But not too much. Listen, one thing actors love to do is talk about themselves.
Yes.
So you know when I get actors on the show and get them to start talking about themselves, usually they keep it going.
Now, also, I saw on YouTube, I read that you were in Celebrity Rehab yourself back in the day, right?
Yeah, that was something I did, several years ago.
Now, did you have a drinking problem, or did you have a drug problem back in the day?
You know, that's all stuff that's really my past. It's not really stuff that I choose to go into.
Well, no, I just want to ask you, because your character, AJ, on General Hospital, has a drinking problem, right? Is it hard to do that, knowing that the past that you had?
Well, you know, I think that any time an actor has life experience that they can draw from, hopefully it makes the performance more believable. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. You know, obviously, I have a son on General Hospital now, and I have not only my daughter, who just turned 12,
yep,
but I have four stepchildren.
Wow.
And I think I'm infinitely more capable of playing a father now that I am one, rather than, you know, before I was one. Now, that doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I'd like to think that the depth of the performance is enhanced because it's supported with real experience.
And how old is your daughter again?
My daughter's 12.
Yeah, my daughter's 12. She's going to be 13 October 2nd, my daughter London, you know? And you do. And now let me ask you, who do you look up to? You know, you're a stand-up comic too, of course. Who do you look up for stand-up comedians? Yes,
I
actually had the privilege to meet Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie Murphy, back in the day in New York.
Charlie's hilarious. I love Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood on Dave Chappelle's show.
Yes.
I think Charlie's incredibly talented too.
Oh yes. Now, who do you look up to as a serious actor? Because of course you're on General Hospital. Who do you look up to as a serious actor? Paul Newman, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's my son's favorite. I'm one of his favorite actors because he was in Cars, you know.
that's funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
And definitely Robert Downey and pre Iron Man and all of that. I've actually had the good fortune to meet Robert, and hang out with him on several occasions. And,
really?
He's a consummate actor, and the ability that he has to do comedy, do action, do drama, and having come back from such personal adversity, with his substance problems and everything, I have tremendous admiration for him.
Sure. And who do you look up to as an author?
As an author? Challenger when I was a kid, and ultimately I wound up writing a script called Chasing Holden that I executive produced and starred in, the Lionsgate distributed, about a kid that runs away from boys called Find J.D. Salinger.
Sure.
I like John Kennedy Toole, who wrote A Confederacy of Dunces.
Yep.
I like Ernest Hemingway a lot.
And last but not least, who do you look to as a radio host?
The one, the only. Howard Stern.
You know, that was funny, but I was listening to your show, I think last week.
Howard Stern is an absolute pioneer. He's fearless. He gets his guests to open up and to talk about things that they probably, never in a million years thought that they were going to do when they walked in the door. And it's been really interesting. I watched him on an interview with Katie Couric the other day.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what really creates good radio, and I agree about that.
Yes. You know, for me, me being a radio, I look up to Ryan Seacrest, and I interview Ryan Seacrest. I had the privilege, And when I, met Ryan Seacrest, I was so nervous, And I took a picture with him, saying? It was so cool.
I remember when I was first starting my career, Ryan was still working, I think, for Rick Dees.
Yes. Oh, he is. He is awesome.
Not been a nicer guy, and it was a real pleasure. He interviewed me, and it was great.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Sean. And
it was my pleasure. Yes. Hey, thank you so much for being so supportive of our show, Kanan's Rules. I really appreciate that. I know you're in the in the chat room a lot. We sure appreciate having you support us.
Well, thank you, and thank you for supporting me on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. I really appreciate it. All right, and Sean, you want to tell us a few things that's coming up in October, November?
Yeah, November's going to be a big month. It's my birthday, November 2nd, so I decided that I wanted to have a birthday bash weekend with the fans. I'll be in the New York City area, and on November 1st, I'll be filming Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld, and then November 2nd, I'll be appearing at the Brokerage Comedy Club, and there are still tickets available. And we're also going to be screening the Soap Star video that I've been talking about for so long. And then on Sunday, November 3rd, I'll be appearing at Uncle Vinny's. And if anybody wants to get information for any of those shows, you can call the Brokerage at 516-781-5233. Or you can call Uncle Vinny's at 732-899-3900. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody coming out and celebrating my birthday with me.
All right. Thank you much, Sean.
Hey, this is Sean Kanan, General Hospital, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
And we're back live on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 90. That was my long interview with Sean Kanan from ABC's General Hospital. He was, of course, he's a stand-up comic, and he's on internet radio. He was in Karate Kid Part 3. He said he looks up to Howard Stern, of course. And speaking of radio, he's on internet radio. Erica G., you have the morning show on 80s, 90s, 2000s, today, radio, TV, Dioza.com, 11 to 1. I want to thank you, Erica G., for being part of my show tonight.
Thank you so much, Derek. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, thank you. You know, when I come back in February, we can have a long kiss, okay?
That sounds awesome.
Aww. I'm telling you. See?
All right, listen, I'm going to give you a big kiss through the phone.
Mwah. Oh, mwah, to you, too. And, of course, Serenity Rose, you've been in radio, Serenity Rose, Quarter Munch. Your show comes on Gossip Radio TV, Dioza.com, on 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. So, Serenity, thank you for being part of my show tonight.
Thank you, and you're welcome, and thank you for inviting me.
And Nikki, of course, we had a dry show, but I always make fun of her drool. But, all right, Nikki?
I can kill you, Eric. You know that. I love you, though.
Yes, and you're in radio, too. And you're in radio, too, so that's pretty cool,
Eric, we love you.
Yeah,
love
I love you,
Derek.
Too. And Melissa Rose. Is Melissa Rose there, too? No, guess not.
Oh.
Okay. So, and late night.
What's going on?
Yeah, I want to thank you too, and I'm going to give you a big kiss when I see you next time, okay?
I'll take a handshake. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah, and Vinny Bucci, of course. I mean, I want to thank him too for being part of the show. Thank you to Melissa Rose. We're going to play one last song, okay? Robin Thicke featuring Pharrell and T.I., of course.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna twerk to this song, okay?
All right.
This is the number one song from last month, okay? After this, you can stop going live after this song. Thank you very much. Have a great night. And thank you for everybody for watching and listening, okay?
Peace.
Oh, wait. Before we play the song, who is entering? Melissa Rose.
I don't know what happened, Derek. I was here, but you couldn't hear me. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. We're going to play one last song, Robin Thicke featuring Pharrell and T.I. And do you want to twerk with us?
I'm twerking right now. And Kegelin.
That's good. Hey, Nicole. We can twerk and drool at the same time to Robin Thicke, okay? Okay. Thank you again, once again, Melissa Rose. And Melissa, let me ask you one question before we go, Melissa.
Yes.
When did Bump Did come out with the remix?
Probably at the end of the year.
All right, well, thank you very much. And you can play Robin Thicke, okay? Late night.
Gotcha. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Everybody get up.
Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like?